our Simai beloved will know. If I see my beloved, I go blind. I will cheat. If I don't see my beloved, the hell with the eyes. I don't need it. Because the goal is clear. Just for you, the goal should be clear. To arrive to that moment, of course you have to pay the price. How else could you do it? Then, we came to finish the story that was left over. This is the best trick of Rumi. I love it. Because it fooled me for so many years. Going through the stories and following the line of the stories. Then I realized that he's doing something else. Then he get back and said, let me tell you, if your Pharaoh's wishes will come through, what will happen to you? You remember your Moses, your Pharaoh. Moses arrived in his dream, right? And he wanted to kill Moses. Have you ever thought if he could succeed and will kill Moses, then what will happen?
He would die as well.
He will die as well, first of all, and nothing will be achieved, and everything is being wasted. He said, this is what it is. I was trying to tell you this, that this doggy in you, and dog in our language doesn't mean the pet you have. Dog means that animal, filthy, opportunist, wild animal, that dog. He said, you wish that this dog will be alive. Whatever you wish is oriented to your ego. Don't do that. Let go of this ego with those silly wishes. When you even meet Jesus, you're asking for the spell. And in this paragraph, he made a very great point about imitation. He started and say, look at you. Monkey see, monkey do. Okay, you're the monkey. There is a difference between imitation and the truth. The real research for the truth. Remember that. And I know you're not listening. Because I don't see you fear. Yes, you don't have fear. Why? Because the light is off. You are in the darkness and you're playing with the lion. Because you're used to have a cow. This is how it works. Then, next story was about something. You say, whatever I tell you doesn't work that much. Why? Because you're deaf. What is making you deaf? Your greed. You want more. Even when I'm talking, you want more. More leaves is not the point. If you're clever with these couple of leaves, you should see the sunflower over there. But the greed doesn't let you. Remember, the enemy is inside. Your Pharaoh and your Moses are both in you. So the problem is in you. He explained all that greed of this fellow with the camel to arrive to a point to say there is something, some quality. We call it Rabbani. Rab means God. Rabbani means holy to us. Said if you're looking for holiness, where are you looking for holiness? It's not here. It's there. What's the name of that? 685. John, read the 685.
Okay, then my numbering system will be slightly different. What's the...
Turn back.
Okay. Turn back from existence towards non-existence. You seek the Lord and belong to the Lord.
What does that mean? Could you imagine Rumi thinking like this? He started a story talking about the youth fellow looking at the Jesus, seeking the spell. And he started from here and he went out. Then he started to say, let's go back. Return to non-existence. Means I open the discourse like this. I come out, I talk about your ego and you understand it. How could I talk about selflessness? How could I communicate with yourself about selflessness? This is the trick I do. I come out and say, but remember, always turn back to non-existence. Because non-existence to us is the center, is the goal, is everything. How could it be? Because non-existence does not have the limitation of existence. Remember the trick? I talked about it. I even gave you some references to the books. Go on and read it. The amazing thing is non-existence exists. Just because existence exists, non-existence is there. The other side of the coin, remember? What intelligently you will call opposite. Do you remember what Rumi said about opposite and opposition? Book 1, he said, they always talk about the conflict of the opposites. I look around and I see the peaceful coordination of the opposites. Opposites work together. Hunger and having a full stomach work together. Switching between this and that. In his time, he couldn't say that, look at the universe, everything is happening sinusoidal. It has up and downs, it works like that. He said, there is no opposition here. I don't see this side of the coin fighting the other one. You are imagining it like that. Go back to non-existence, because that's what we are talking about. And we look at these two fields. Here is the field of spending. Here, everything will be a spender. Is that saving is over there? Saving is somewhere else. And you're afraid of that somewhere, which is saving, which is being insider, which is being in, because in that language, again, dakhl means your cash and means the entrance. Both meaning is there. And he used them both in the poetic language. And we say, this non-existence is place of income. That income has that double meaning in a way, because income is the money you earn and income you can't mean in a way. Yeah, you didn't look at it that way. I'm bloody foreigner, so I look to all languages. Alhamdulillah, especially to Arab language. Non-Arabic way. As an outsider, because when you're an insider, you're used to a margin of the meaning that normally being used. But when, as an outsider, you look, it's different, because to me, structure of the language was important. I'm not talking about learning the other languages. Arabic in my childhood was like that, because I had to understand Arabic. And first thing we realized that Arabic has nothing to do with Arabic, because when you say Arab language, you're talking about one language which doesn't exist anymore. A couple of hundred years ago was a trace of it in a small place in Saudi, Dasht-e-Bathah. They taught Arab Fusha. The rest, they say something else. I learned to say, Ayyu Shaykhun Ta'ul, and they would say, Shaykhun. I will not connect. Anyhow, I learned to look at it differently, and I realized why it's a very poetic language, because a word doesn't have one meaning in that language. There's a family of the meaning are present over there, and you have to look at the family. Anyhow, he said, this non-existence is the place of income. Don't run away from it. This existence, more or less, is the place of expenditure. So outside you lose, inside you gain. This is the game. And he stopped. Why? You see, what did he do? He went out. He explained the logical situation of you thinking about past and the future, being one of those guys who wants his money back from Sheikh. Remember being around and said, oh, your savior is the kid, that little one that you don't give a lot about. You don't, normally when you think about your daily life, you don't give a damn about your heart because your brain is busy. He said, that's the point. Your heart is in non-existence. Your brain is in existence. Here, you expend and you will be bankrupt. Over there, you will have a lot of income. So he turned around and he came back right to here, but he cannot go in. Right? And he did it in a very clever way. He started with what? Do you remember how he started this book? He tried to explain why we are late, something was like this, and the ego is there, and the imagination of my beloved is there. It was a long, long, long paragraph. How many verses? First paragraph. I believe it's more than 100. Let's see. First paragraph of this book was 110. Do you remember there was paragraph was a 4-3 verses? Just opening was 110. Next one? No, 1 minute. Next one? 5 or 6. Notice it. Making point. And everything was about reality. They said, somebody was looking up there, somebody was playing with the snake, somebody asked Jesus this and this, and he came out. He explained the ego, the main barrier of this hikmat, we call it, this wisdom. And all of that I explained, and turned around to show you the baby which is non-existence for you. For the moment, where is your baby? Where is that little boy in you? That little boy should be discovered, and the cry of that little boy will bring everything, come back to non-existence, arrive to the circle. What should he do? He stopped. He even forgot about me and you, because he realized that, oh, what a difficult task. I take the lead of these people for a couple of, let's say, weeks at least, or a month. I took them around, explain, and I'm here. Oh my God, please, teach me some other beautiful word to take them in. Please, really, listen carefully. When he's giving you the most important explanations, get a feeling of it will come back to you.
It's interesting from a storytelling point of view. Moses, at the end of his life, is not allowed to enter the promised land.
Exactly.
The circle. He comes to there.
Yes.
But
and he has to 40 years go around it.
Right.
That's going around it. That's that circle, cycle, door, or whatever. This is it. Exactly. In all stories like that, you will find it. Because when they are talking, they know that they are talking about a delicate subject, that they have a very passionate feeling about it, and they